Good evening all, and yeah, so today I went to Versailles Palace, and I can highly recommend it. It's fan-fucking-tastic. It's huge. I mean, apparently it's the biggest palace ever built, and I can believe that, because, okay, let's put it this way. It took me half an hour to walk from the palace itself to Marie Antoinette's, well, it's called like a chateau, but it's even that's massive. She had a room specifically for reheating food, the reheating room. I'm not kidding, it was brilliant. But talking of Marie Antoinette's place, it was quite frustrating because I got there and found, because I'd bought the €15 ticket rather than the €16 ticket, I wasn't allowed in. But yeah, I didn't realise there were multiple tickets, so I was quite annoyed that I wasn't offered, and it was €6 to get in separately. And there's only half an hour left that it was open. So I wandered away and then thought, actually, I need the loo. Turned around and the loo was beyond the ticket point. So I went into the loo, came out, and I actually came out behind the ticket check guy who turned right, and I turned left into Marie Antoinette's place. So I managed to sneak in for gratis. I'll stick a euro in a charity bucket somewhere to make up for it. Yeah, it's bloody huge, Versailles Palace in the gardens. He's got a mile of canal. It just sits there, doesn't do anything. It's a mile's worth of canal just to look at for this one dude. Apparently Louis XIV was quite the ballet dancer, so you learn something new every day. Yeah. Oh, and I went the wrong way on the RER, which is France's, Paris's, double-decker tube system, which is just brilliant as well. But I went the wrong way for a bit and realised and I said get back off and turn around. But I only wasted about 20 minutes, I suppose. So yeah, tomorrow is the Musée d'Orsay. I'm not entirely sure what that is. It's been so long since I've looked at the literature, I've forgotten, because I just kind of made sure I had something for each day and I decided to do that one. It's quite near to the Eiffel Tower as well, so I might have a look at that while I'm here. I have to make sure as well, because apparently I've got a train ticket that's sort of a Europe-wide infinite travel train ticket thing. But I have to make sure that I've got, if they want you to book a seat, I have to make sure I've booked a seat, because they can be quite quite strict about that apparently. Even though you've already paid, you have to book a seat or a bed. I have to check what my travel plans are for Paris to Berlin. Yeah, I like Paris. Although, I'm kind of wishing I'd travelled when it was slightly warmer, because it gets dark about 5 o'clock. But that's no problem. I'm a big boy now.